what I wish people understood about non-speaking autistics who spell to communicate. Spelled by Patrick Saunders. Growing up without being able to talk was stressful and really hard because I never got attention like other kids who could talk to communicate. This made me feel less than others and lonely, and I wanted it to end and start again at another school. I am intelligent and have a brain that has a mind of its own. My brain does not always do what I want it to do, and it makes my choices appear wrong. I remember when a teacher yelled at me because I could not answer the question via a PEX card. It made me feel stressed and upset. I was 6 years old and it happened all the time. My advice to teachers would be to be nice and patient to your students and allow mistakes and more time. I learned to spell when I was 2 years old, but I couldn't talk reliably. I lost the ability to say words when I was young. I stopped talking almost altogether when I was about 9 years old. I still have a few spoken words, but they are difficult to pronounce. I rarely talk. I learned to read when I was 3 years old. I learned to read even though I couldn't talk because my mom and dad read a lot of books to me and I remembered the words. As I got older, I watched TV with subtitles and learned harder words, and also learned to read by observing things around my environment and taking notice of everything. I started to use a letterboard when I was 7. I found my voice through the letterboard when I was 12 years old. My mom and dad started rapid prompting method and then spelling to communicate, as other therapies were not helping. I use a letterboard to communicate because I can't talk and my brain does not always motor plan effectively. Spelling is difficult for me as I don't always have access to a letterboard. I have motor planning differences which prevent me from picking up the letterboard by myself and pointing at letters and numbers. I currently spell 100 words per hour. I require a communication and regulation partner to help me voice my thoughts. They help me regulate by supporting the letterboard. They support the letterboard to aid my physical limitations and to help my motor planning. They change letterboard colors and stencils as it provides more stimulation and gets me back on track. My favorite letterboard color is green because it is easy to see and it makes spelling easier. The letterboard is not placed on the table because I need help with my hands. They have a mind of their own. If it was placed flat on the table, my finger would point at the wrong letters because I need the letterboard up high to accommodate my needs. I spell non-speaking because nonverbal means without words in Latin. I have a lot to voice via spelling on a letterboard. I use the term spell instead of say because I don't talk to communicate. I also use the term spell instead of write as I can't hold a pen in my hand. When I pick up a pen in my hand, I dysregulate. I turn the pen in my fingers because it makes me feel regulated and calm. Spelling has changed my life because I now get to make my own choices and get some of my needs and wants met. My tips to support non-speakers and spellers. 1. I wish people would stop talking about me like I'm not in the room. 2. Never stop reading to non-speakers because we don't stop learning just because we don't talk. 3. Always put the subtitles on the TV. 4. Please immerse your child or student in language. 5. Change stories and don't keep reading the same book again and again. 6. Never stop believing in a non-speaking person. 7. Always presume they know what you are teaching or talking about. 8. Try to be kind and patient. 9. Help non-speakers to regulate when they are having difficulties with their emotions. 10. Provide more opportunities to communicate using a letterboard. 11. Parents must never stop advocating for their non-speaking child. When their child gets better at using a letterboard, they can advocate for themselves. 12. Theming can impact my spelling as I get distracted, but it can also help me focus. get to know the speller, and support their needs at the time and accommodate them. About me. My name is Patrick Saunders, and I'm a non-speaker who communicates with a letterboard. I am autistic and I love to spell, bushwalk, listen to and watch music, swim and move. I am 14 years old. You might remember me from when I cycled a bicycle across America with my mom and dad, and from the ABC podcast The Parenting Spectrum. This is my very first blog and I hope you like it. If you would like to contact me or collaborate on something, please head to my website, thestoryspeller.com.